The writers, artisans, and tradespeople at Hanging Out with the Old Fellas take pride in crafting this podcast using only traditionally sourced Himalayan yak sperm. Oh, Lord. How am I going to do this?
A 1, a 2, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Last week, it don't matter much as next week. It don't matter like the moment that I'm in, or if I lose or win, or what's the score?
The Old Fellas.
'Cause I keep forgetting what it was I came here for.
Bloody Albo, Albo. Didn't his ex-wife go and join up and become a...
join the Mormons or something?
No, become a fitness freak and like a...
did she?
Miss Universe type thing.
Mr. Universe?
Right. She started to go into a bit of body sculpting.
Oh, really? Well, I suppose one of the two of them had to.
That's it.
He's not exactly the picture of fitness, is he?
No, what makes a younger woman do that? Decide that this is the man to spend the rest of my life with. Out of hundreds of thousands of other blokes...
yes.
Her age,
yes,
or younger or older, yes, she's got to pick that one.
What makes a woman pick some old guy? And how can we tap into that?
And how can we tap into
exactly
that? My first question is, how? What did you do?
Yes, how'd you pull that rabbit out of that hat?
Elbo, are you occupying the half plus seven process when determining whether the girl is old enough to be your partner?
Oh,
have
yes
you heard the half plus seven?
Half plus seven. So no, they please say, enlighten me.
They say if you half your age,
yes,
and add seven,
yes,
then any woman younger than that is off limit.
Right.
So as an 80-year-old...
right,
I can go, I'm 40 plus 7. So any woman under 47 is off limits.
Yes.
But over 47...
I think your maths a bit off. I think it's 53 for us, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Something like that. Mm. So he's broken the mould. He's gone too young.
And do you take a certain percentage off for however many millions you make each year?
Probably.
Yes.
Probably, because the 30-year-old finds it acceptable to go out with someone our age.
A 92-year-old, if he's making 10 million a year or more.
It's very attractive.
Yes, yes. Yes, it's purely love.
He's just such a nice person to be around.
Yes, yes.
I plug his respirator in every night.
Yes, yes.
Mostly all the way.
And I only put a small sample of arsenic in his soup each night. You know,
just a little bit to show that I care,
and just to show how survival of the fittest, just to show how fit he is to survive.
Yes, and he knows that if I didn't want to marry him, it'd all be arsenic. So that's how much I care.
Exactly right. Yes, you know, and
poison a little bit each day.
The strange smell of cyanide every morning when we get up out of bed.
Well, that was before I started putting drugs in his food.
Yes, the strange smell of cyanide.
I just wonder, if we ended up taking a wife of that age, would she move into Spindly Pines? Or you'd have to move out.
That, you know how, like, young people have the discussion about children and about, you know, how many kids we're going to have and, you know, all that, and when and all that sort of stuff? Well, we'd have to have that discussion, wouldn't we? Spindly Pines or no Spindly Pines?
That's right.
How much of this torture can you take?
Can she handle living with many other people our age?
You know, forget dragons. Are you old enough? It'll be, are you tough enough? Can you take these living conditions?
And the soggy vegetables.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure a 53-year-old's probably still got good enough teeth to crash through a carrot or two without having to stick it in water for 2 or 3 hours beforehand.
That's right. And the daily sight of Mr. Anilovsky, you know, ice skating down the hallway in his socks and nothing else.
Yes, into the TV room.
Into the TV.
There always seems to be the remote control on the floor when he comes in to turn the TV on.
On a good day, it's on the floor.
Well, there's other times. We shouldn't go into that.
Other times we don't find it till he bends over looking under
the
couch.
That's right. It's been days sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I think we've found it, Mr. Anilovsky.
Yes. Those days he comes sliding into the TV room, Tom Cruise style from, was it Risky Business?
Yes, yes, it was. We wondered there for a while why the TV kept changing. Because every time,
he pulled a new move,
he changed the channel.
Every time he pulled a new pose in the style of Tom Cruise, the channel had changed. Most confusing.
But what a story to tell.
One that I've regaled many a dinner party with. Mr. Analovsky sliding into the TV room a la Tom Cruise and changing the channel without even knowing.
With his butt cheeks.
With his butt cheeks.
Not an easy thing to do.
So our TV viewing ends up a bit like this.
Bin night for these residents usually results in an almighty
little
neighbourhood
incoherent snippets of TV programs. And taste that's
really something. Peter thought those feathers would make my arrows fly better, so he pulled the feathers off the hat.
Jumping all over the place.
You know who I am, and this is not okay.
No, I'm not talking.
Not that anyone around here notices. Now, Barry, I was going to talk about the time you had to escort Mr. Analovsky to the doctor.
Well, it's not just one person taking Mr. Analovsky.
No, you have to have a bit of a posse.
He has a posse.
Yes.
An Analovsky posse.
Yes.
Because he's liable to run off at any moment.
Anything could happen.
That's right.
Well, he doesn't exactly run off. It's more of a sort of a shuffle off.
Just shuffle off. Yes. When the pants are around the ankles.
It's a shuffle and face plant.
He was standing at the reception there.
Yes.
And they were taking some of his details.
Yes. And then they didn't have to.
And while he was talking to them, he just started dropping his strides like the five of us didn't even notice.
I do believe you picked up a copy of Nudist Monthly and sort of held it across the offending parts. Basically,
yes, I did.
His face.
Which was an improvement, I might add.
No. Well, that had a picture of Tom Cruise on the front page, so...
It could have been Tom Jones.
Could have been Tom Jones. Yes, with someone's panties sort of draped across his bald patch.
All in all, you get in, you get out, and you're none the wiser. Mr. Analovsky just keeps being Mr. Analovsky.
Yes, there are no pills for that. There is no cure.
No, you don't know why you were there. You're just there.
For his annual checkup. We could do that in a TV room.
We often do, but not by choice.
Name something that's hard to do with your eyes open. Read.
And his bubble gum stuck to the brim.
Yes.
Spin the bottle. Who's putting the thermometer in Mr. Analovsky today?
No. Well, we can't because, you know, that's where the remote control and the bottle.
There's no room for anything else.
There's no room for a thermometer. You'll break it.
And that's the way he likes it.
Yes. Mercury everywhere. Speaking of Mr. Analovsky.
Speaking of Mr. Analovsky, yes.
Indian air quality. We probably need to explain to the listeners, on the international scale of air quality, 0 to 50 is counted as good.
Okay.
Over 300 is counted as hazardous.
Right.
Melbourne's at 32.
Probably complaining about that.
Yeah, probably not real happy, yes. I imagine Hobart's down in the single digits.
Yes, okay.
But apparently Mumbai is up over 300, 320, and Delhi is 418.
300 is a hazard.
Yes.
And Melbourne is 32,
yes.
And Delhi is 418.
Yes. What the hell's spindly pines?
Well, I'd shudder to think.
Yes.
I think the chart probably only goes so far.
Yeah, it probably only goes up to 500, and spindly pines is a bit beyond that.
You could probably guess, judging by what's on the menu the night before.
Yes, you could. And on particular days, the day after Brussels sprouts, cabbage, baked beans, whatever, I'm moving to Mumbai.
I think that would be easier. Mm. But you know what else causes it? I reckon when the weather's really muggy, that causes the air quality to decrease in spindly pines.
Yes.
Well, with the mugginess comes a bit of chafing, you see. You know, a bit of cream in the fan. I used to play cricket with a guy who used to do that.
Did he?
Yes, I went over there one Sunday after a particularly hot Saturday in the field.
Mm.
And he was bent over in front of a fan trying to get his chafing to cool down.
Oh, was he?
Mm. Mm.
Did that team use a shared box?
No, it was just the way that his clothing was.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, Barry.
Could have at least shut the door. Macca, if you're listening.
Macca.
Said, come in, and stayed in his position.
You didn't tell me it was Macca.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, yes, that would be a
it was
bit
Macca.
Of a...
Bloody Macca.
It would be a bloody shock.
He might not be listening, but I know one of our loyal listeners knows who I'm talking about.
Macca. Oh, dear.
Literally.
Now, I just heard on the news a few minutes ago the government are thinking of hiring or introducing social media influencers to get young people to curb their vaping.
Oh, yes. Mm. Do you know who the peoples were?
Oh, I think, you know, Elise Perry was one of them. You know, she sort of come along and if she catches you vaping, she'll just...
Hit you for six.
Hit you for six, yes. They've introduced a couple of the Matildas to tell young people, you know, cut it out.
Cut it out?
Yeah, or well,
this is what
bloody,
it does to you.
I'll bloody put a football through your gut. Oh, I think they need to sort of stiffen up some of these social media influencers. I think, you know, just call in Chopper Reed or something like that.
Oh, yes, if he was still alive. Hello, kiddies.
Yes, hello, kiddies.
Hello.
Cut out your vaping.
You know what this does? I'll come around and shoot your house up. I'll do it for love.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it's all for love, yes. I think someone like Tony Mockbell or someone.
Someone who was a big smoker maybe in the past.
Yeah. Shane Warne.
Well, we could bring Warney back.
Bring back the asbestos fire retardant corpse of Shane Warne.
Shane Warne. Get him to light up a bunger and go...
And say, see... I'm completely fire retardant.
I don't know. The government figured out yet how to get tax from vaping? No. So if we can get them back on the cigarettes, you see.
That's what it is. See, there's not enough tax in vaping.
See, at least Perry's probably a big smoker, sitting there with a gasper going, that vaping, smoking's better.
At least the cigarette's got a filter on it.
So at least when you're smoking, you can see the tobacco.
You can see the brown stains on your fingers. And rest assured, the stuff you're smoking is pure.
That's right.
That's right.
Smoke, it beats vaping.
It does. I think there's your slogan.
There's the slogan.
Proper tobacco.
Yes.
Beats vaping every time.
Thanks very much.
Yes.
I'll pick up my check at the door.
Oh, mate, we should go into writing advertising. If advertising was not such a low way to make a living...
We could make a fortune. Barry and Jerry's advertising
place. Yes. We'll give you a lot of business to think about.
Making businesses go under for years.
Yes, yes. Another social media influencer they could call in, Tom Cruise. He's had some interesting things to say about life and,
yes,
and vaping and
yes,
whatever over the years.
Look, you're either on board or you're not on board. Okay, we are the authorities on getting people off drugs. We are the authorities on the mind. We are the authorities on improving conditions. And as we can bring peace and unite cultures.
So we could bring Thomas in.
The tank engine.
Well, he does have a smokestack that he blows.
Does. He does,
the
yes.
Smoke made... Get the fat controller.
Yes.
The smoke made from my trains is better for you than vaping.
Yes.
Now, where's my donuts?
Stick your head into this coke oven.
At least I'm better than when I'm vaping.
That's right. See, better than vaping.
So you could find all those things that are better than vaping.
Smoking. It's natural.
Smoking, it's natural. Fires have been doing it for years.
Yeah, that's right.
Koalas during fires.
That's right.
They've been smoking for years and it's eucalyptus flavoured.
Yeah. How many bloody koalas have you ever seen vaping?
Never.
Never.
No.
Smoking, it's natural.
You see them smoking.
Yes. Suck it in.
There's the slogan already.
The slogan? Yeah.
What other things are healthier than vaping? Sticking your head into a sewage pipe while it's full.
Or into a bucket of tar.
Spending a day with Mr. Anilovsky.
Yeah. Well, that's only marginally better for your health than vaping.
Than vaping?
It's nearly as corrosive on your teeth.
Getting a kiss from your granny.
Yeah. Now that's
better than vaping.
Yes. Hang out with granny. It's better than vaping. I think we've got a few campaigns here, haven't we?
Yes.
Anti-vaping campaigns.
Again, let's just watch the money roll in.
Stuff to do.
Instead of vaping.
Yeah. Don't vape. Wear a cape.
Elise Perry put that cape on.
Yes, yes. Super Perry. Super Elise.
Super Perry.
Yes. Children, don't vape. Jerry says naughty.
Smoke. It's natural.
Tobacco. What could be more natural than that?
Kiddies wonder drug. Anyway, I have to go.
You have to go. Well, you're dying for a vape, are you?
Yeah. I'm going to walk in and take a big whiff of Anilovsky's bedroom.
Oh, are you?
Because that's better for
that's
you.
Oh, yes.
Than vaping.
Sniffing Anilovsky's bedroom. It's better than vaping.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at them.
Oh, I'd drink after that.
And I thought, oh, what a beautiful thing, because maybe one day it'll be like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day it will be that. Wow.
Talking.
the one that rings the manager every time. Has my mum ever rung the manager? No.
Am I touching yours? So what?